This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Whoo, doggy, we got some stuff to talk about today. Oh, my goodness. Border wall funding. You guys been you following that at all? The border wall funding? Well, we're going to cover it. And, oh, these Kavanaugh accusations. Let me tell you, going to blow up in the face of the left. Going to blow up in their faces. The more they come out about this woman that is his accuser, the worse it gets, so we'll cover that. I want to talk a lot about the NFL. I hadn't been following the NFL, and I'll explain all that here in a bit. So let's look into that. What else we got? The dossier. Ooh, let me tell you, the dossier troubles continue. Do we have sound on that? I hope we do. I think we have some sound on it because I remember seeing one clip that you guys were working on that I thought was related to that. So let me know. I think we got some sound on that. Eric Holder, I told you guys the other day I was going to go back and look at the tweets of Jim Comey, Eric Holder, etc. I did it. Maybe we'll start with Jim Comey at some point. But, yeah, I chronicle when they come out and say things. I wish we had a bigger research staff where I could say, okay, this is what came out, and here's what Comey tweeted. This is what came out, here's what Comey tweeted. I'm telling you this. I'm so excited. We should go to Vegas. Surely we know a bookie, right? And we should be able to say who's going to fall and when, and we put money on it. You know, will it be Comey? Will it be McCabe? Will it be Strzok? Lisa Page? Eric Holder? Susan Rice? And Hillary Clinton? Bill Clinton? Who's going to go against whom? And who will be the first one to fall? Vegas could make a fortune on this, don't you think? I would love to see this, you know, have some actuary, some bookie, put these numbers down and say, statistically speaking, Kev, I will tell you with pretty pure confidence that the first one who's going to go will be blinkety blink. Forget about it. You trust me on this, okay? I will give you like a 68% on that. I would love to see that. I don't know what I was talking to, an Italian or a Russian there, but you get what I'm saying. I want to know, and I bet many of you want to know, who's going to fall? But somebody will. I know you're come on, Kevin, because there's a bunch of naysayers out there. Don't think it's going to happen. It's already happening before your very eyes. You know, these latest texts are not good for the Democrats. I even went out on Adam Schiff's page, and I trolled him. Because he's out there, the president. It's funny to watch Adam Schiff. I don't know if you follow his tweets, but he'll say things like, you know, the Republicans need to be more transparent with their stuff. They need to give up some more information about these different things. And then he'll get the information and he'll go, this is a matter of national security. I don't know why they gave that information up. Because you ask, Adam. Did you go back and look at your previous tweet? I went back literally, I don't know, like 16 tweets. And Adam Schiff will go, Devin Nunes promises that he will do this, and he says he's going to give the data. Where's the data? And then Devin Nunes says, we want to release the data, and we're asking President Trump to release the data. And then Adam Schiff will literally tweet, I can't believe that they're talking about releasing the data. This would be terrible. It's a matter of national security to release this data. Adam, hey, hold on. Roll it back here. Boom. That's what you said. You wanted the data. Well, you know, I want to just, sometimes I want to get in front of these guys and go, do you really think we're this stupid? They're holding things up. Holding it up. Oh, I know. I'm still sick. You guys are listening to my voice saying, Kevin, you don't sound well. I'm okay. I feel a lot better than I may sound. Don't worry about me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I'm cool. I'm good to go. Now, I'm still waiting on that sexy voice to kick in because it's still not there, but who knows? You know, you never know. And here's what will be so sad. This will be so sad. If sexy voice kicks in over the weekend, and then I'm all, hey, what's up, y'all? And then it's back to squeaky voice on Monday. But it could be. I can't control sexy voice. I'm produced. It's true. It is sexy voice, man. You guys know what I'm talking about. Even ladies, when you have a cold or something like that, something happens to your vocal cords like the day before you're really going to be well. you know, like you'll feel better. But then there's a day where your voice finally catches up and it's got this really cool resonance to it. And it's all like sexy like this here, you know. And it, I mean, I can
fake having my sexy voice, but
I can't maintain it. But when you get into that mode, you can maintain sexy voice. That is so cool. You know what I might do? I might take every show where I end up with sexy voice and just play them back and just let you guys feast. What? Oh, man. Sometimes you don't need producers. Seriously. They're crazy. It would be a feast. I'm telling you, I get more compliments. I get more people to write. Kevin, man, you're so right about sexy voice. It's true. And here's the deal. I don't want to sound egotistical. You have it. Whatever your voice, you can sound like Pee Wee Herman. When sexy voice kicks in,
Pee Wee Herman sounds like Barry White. He's all like, hey, what's up, y'all?
That's just the way it is. That you should embrace sexy voice. And whatever you're doing, look, whenever you get sexy voice, you should get your recorder, your phone out, and you should leave messages. Leave it to your, if it's your a woman, leave it to your spouse. Hey, honey, how are you? This is sexy voice, Martha. Whatever. Leave him a message, because it ain't going to get any better than that, Martha. Or if you're a dude, Ted.
Hey, Martha, this is Ted. Just wanting to say happy birthday, Merry Christmas, Happy Valentine's Day, you know.
Whatever.
Happy Mother's Day.
Do it all. Leave a bunch of messages and stuff like that, and then you're set. You're set for the millennia or until the next sexy voice time. But do yourself a favor. I'm telling you this. I'm giving you some good sage advice here. This isn't political here. And for the record, leftists, you can enjoy the same thing. This is not there's no political ideology here. You notice it doesn't matter about gender. LGBT, you're welcome to join in. Q, if you want to be part of that, LGBTQ, come on, you join in with me. Get your sexy voice on. Record it. Give all your birthday wishes, happy this, that, and the other. It's only going to last about 24 hours. It's like having a genie give you that one wish that I wish I had the ability to have sexy voice and influence everybody around me.
Okay, Kevin, you just got your wish come true. Go get your audience.
Oh, man. So here's my hope. I hope that it doesn't kick in over the weekend. And that when sexy voice kicks in, it's during the broadcast, and I can indulge you with my sexy voice. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Job boom, Holder, he wants to challenge Donald Trump. I know. Another Michael Avenatti, right? Another Joe Biden. We talked about him the other day. Anyway, lots coming up. Can't wait to get more to you. So hang in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my goodness, lots in the news. Representatives for Barack Obama threatened to cancel his upcoming paid speech at Denmark University. It's happened since. Pardon me. If details of his speaking contract are released to the public. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Details of what I get paid for this radio show have been released to the public. And it's quite frightening. Oh, my goodness. If we only made money for this show, it would make it a lot more fun, wouldn't it? My producers are like, yeah, Kevin, it sure would. Hey, man, labor of love. Yeah, I don't know, penance from a previous life. What can I say? Yeah, but you're with me now. Part of my slave crew. Yeah, they don't want to tell you what. I mean, Barack Obama's always been cloaked in secrecy. But remember when we found out that he got $400,000 a speech? I'm going to suspect that maybe, is he not getting as much, or is he embarrassed at how much he's getting? I can't, look, I'm sure in Denmark he's very popular, so he could be getting $500,000 to speak. But for what? Wow. I mean, think about the fall from grace that the Clintons have had with their speechifying. Bill Clinton has spoken for as much as $1 million Hillary Clinton for as much as $600,000. Barack Obama has surpassed them. I mean, I don't know what he's getting. I know he got $400,000 for a couple of speeches. But even if it's in that range, what do you think the Clintons are getting now for a speech? $20,000, $30,000? I mean, that's nothing to scoff at. I'm not sitting here going, they only get $20,000 to go deliver an hour's performance. I mean, that's nothing to you sneeze at. It's a heck of a lot more than I get paid to speak, even though my rates are rising. If you want to get me to speak, you better do it quick, because I'm going to tell you what, the rates go up. But yeah, so, you know, but it's a huge fall from grace, from where they used to speak, the amount that they used to speak for. And here's Barack Obama. No, don't disclose how much I'm getting to speak. No, he hasn't spoken yet. Yeah. All right, I appreciate that. September 28th is when he's going to speak, according to my producers. University of Southern Democrat. He's going to speak to local business leaders, university students, local dignitaries. Yeah, in other words, an audience of people that really want to, you know, they care about what he has to say. Because, as I've told you guys many times before, if you put Barack Obama and you go, hey, Barack Obama's coming to town, come check him out. I don't think you get 1,000 people. And I'm not exaggerating that. I don't believe you get 1,000 people if you didn't have, to promote the hell out of it. Say, Barack Obama's coming to town here, do it on black radio like it's a big concert. Hey, LL Cool J and Barack Obama and watching Usher. You know, whatever, whoever the big bands are. Going to be with the Rolling Stones. You know, or something. He's the opening act. People wouldn't file in until it was time for the real deal because nobody wants to see Barack Obama. The left want us to believe that he matters. Let me tell you, if there's anybody that must matter in a Democratic Party, it's Barack Obama. If Barack Obama were a white dude, he would have been thrown under the bus, torched and ablazed because he's been a failure of monumental proportions, but they're so invested they can't let him go. They got to make him bigger. Barack Obama's come back on the scene. He's going to be campaigning for people. Let me tell you what's happening right now in the Democratic Party. People are polling Barack Obama. You know, should he campaign with me? Should he help me? And they're telling him, please don't come. Please don't do it. Now, on the national, Barack Obama spoke at a college or university, and people are clapping where he said, you know, the trained SEALs are clapping and stuff. Then they run it on CNN and MSNBC, and they tell you, people love Barack Obama. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. No, he's not. Don't believe it. They don't want him there. Oh, you'll get somebody that's in a safe district that'll go, come on into my district, Barack. You know, because where it's safe. Yeah, he can be a fundraising phenom because there are people that think he's amazing, you know, think he's baby black Jesus. Go for it. Overwhelmingly, let me put it another way. There is hardly a place where Donald Trump isn't welcomed with open arms. I don't care if you don't even like him. Ask McSally if she would love to have Donald Trump come to Phoenix, Arizona and campaign for her. Ask, Collins, senator, any congressman that's in a tight district, a congressman that's in a formerly pro-Obama district, it doesn't matter where they are, they want Donald Trump. Anyway, this back to this Obama thing. They said the event has already sparked criticism from citizens of Denmark's Kolding municipality, which is providing 750,000 krona. Or $117,000 in taxpayer dollars to support the behind-closed-door event titled A Conversation with Barack Obama. But Peterson said he's been kept in the dark by the event's organizers regarding the total cost of hosting Obama's talk. Let me tell you, I know I will have made it when it's an evening with Kevin Jackson. Or a conversation with Kevin Jackson, and I'm getting paid, and I'll just stop at the $117,000 or the 750,000 kroner, even if it was that. I'll go, Kev, you've made it. By the way, could I do one of those a week? Wow. $117,000. I mean, and he may have gotten $250,000, he may have gotten $400,000, he may have gotten $1,000,000. I don't know. We may never know. But I'll tell you this, whatever they paid him, it wasn't worth it. It's more of the same. And you got to know, look, there's payola here. Look, I'm not going to try to limit myself in terms of the number of krona I want to make if I ever go to Denmark to speak. Because I don't want somebody pulling this clip going, yo, Kevin, you said you would come to Denmark, then you would only do it for $117,000. Now your rate is $250,000. No, whatever my rate is at the time will be my rate, Denmark. Let's just be clear. Don't be trying to hold a radio broadcast against me. There's no sky to there's no limit to my sky when it comes to capitalism. I'm an avowed capitalist. Right now, you can get me cheaper. But when we're doing a conversation with Kevin Jackson, I'm trying to come in here cheap. I'm gonna remind you of what you paid for to hear a half black man speak versus a 79% black man. Shoot. And if we round up, I'm 100% black because I'm way blacker than Obama. It's 79%. I'm 29, at least 29% blacker than that dude because his real daddy, Frank Marshall Davis, he wasn't all black. So Barack Obama's whiter than he is black. Yeah, you're going to pay for this black man, Denmark. I'm already in my negotiation. Y'all see that? I'm negotiating now. Oh, man. I wouldn't pay a nickel to see Barack Obama speak. When he speaks, it makes me cringe. It's like fingernails on a chalkboard.
We're going to do this here, and then this.
Oh, he's so eloquent. He's as eloquent as a baboon. Oh, there it is, a monkey reference. Got to get that in. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Multiple people were killed and wounded at a Rite Aid distribution center today in Hartford County, Maryland. The lone suspect in the shooting has been apprehended and is also in critical condition. Hartford County Sheriff Jeffrey Goller.
We were on scene just in over 5 minutes. Arriving law enforcement, fire and EMS units quickly paired up together, got into the building in order to render first aid where appropriate, treat patients in an attempt to locate a suspect or suspects.
There talks about another meeting between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, but as far as the denuclearization goes, things are moving a little bit slow. That's according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We have made steady, albeit slow progress, but it's always we've always known this was going to take some time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Get to Kohl to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's week two of the NFL season, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know that. I didn't know whether they played. I didn't even know if the season had started, to be honest with you. I guessed that it had because as I was scrolling through my cable stuff, I see some matchups, but I didn't know whether that was preseason or season, and I find out it's week two. And I decided, you know what? Let me look and see what's going on with the NFL ratings, because I don't watch it. My son asked me, he says, Dad, are we going to watch the Super Bowl this year? It was funny. He was giving me this query, like, are we going to watch the Super Bowl this year? And I go, no. And he says, really? I go, I'm telling you, I'm not watching any football ever again until the NFL changes its ways. Now, maybe I'm one of the only principled people left in the country. I don't think so. But I'm not watching it. I said, now let me say this. It won't be on our TV. But I said, if somebody says, Kevin, we're having a Super Bowl party, I'll go to a Super Bowl party and hang out with my friends. I won't watch the game. You know, I'll hear the results or whatever. But you won't see me sitting down going, ooh, I can't believe, that's a heck of a play. And all that. I'm not getting sucked back into the NFL for any reason whatsoever, and we've got to learn how to be principled people, don't you think? Come on now. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Now, what I wanted to do, now that I found out it was week two, I said, let me find out what are the stats. You know, how are they doing? You know, this is the post-Kaepernick era. This is the post-Roger Goodell new contract era. This is the post-real football era. You know, so let's see where things are. Are they making improvements or what? Let's look at it purely from a business point of view. I don't care whether you like the NFL or don't like it, but here's what I read. Like any business, beating what you did in a prior year is always a good thing. However, the NFL is barely clearing their ratings mark from an abysmal ratings season while, in some cases, falling below their performance from 2 years ago. So what to make of all this? Though it's too early for definitive conclusions, these numbers suggest that the NFL ratings may have or be close to bottoming out, leaving us with the question of whether the numbers can rebound to what they were a few years ago. So here's where we may be, according to this particular article. The NFL is at its worst. And so they're saying, okay, now can we climb back? You know, can we run a few more veterans commercials? Can we run a few more NFL players with black cheerings commercials? You know, can we do more social justice warrioring? Get Nike and 15 other companies to talk about all the great things that the NFL is doing? Or are we going to just stay here and flatline for a bit? Because if they flatline there, they're okay with it. They're like, okay, this is the new norm, as Barack Obama would say. Let me tell you what the NFL needs. The NFL needs Donald Trump. I know you're going, Kevin, are you crazy? Yeah, the NFL needs Donald Trump. Donald Trump would look at the league and go, all right, you're losing audience. Here's why you're losing audience. And let me tell you the first thing he'd do. He'd say the first thing you're going to do is you're going to stand for the flag and the anthem. I don't care what your political ideology is. We're going to all be united. Call it whatever you need. Make the flag about black power, whatever you need it to be from a symbol perspective, but you're going to honor that because that's going to help our ratings. You and I all know that the NFL would get a 10 to 15% boost minimum if they came out and made a statement that said, you know what, guys, we screwed up. We need to honor the flag and the anthem, the veterans and the police, and anybody who doesn't cannot play in this league. They would instantaneously get a 10 to 15% jump, if not higher. Because I at least would have respect for the person that did that, and that would be the beginning. Then I'd look at my product. I'd start looking at the big babies and what are they really doing for the public. I've asked this question many times. Oh, yeah, I'm about to preach. Give me that. Thank you. He's patting my head over here. So I've asked this question many times. You've had so many black players in all these inner cities making hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars has gone into every major city by way of the NFL. Okay? What's the outcome? Can somebody help a brother out here? What is the outcome? Are black kids getting better educated? Are neighborhoods being safer? Are black children getting better parenting? Are we improving our situation with our home lives? Are we getting better jobs? What's improving? Are the schools improving? Look, they got LeBron James. LeBron James opened up a school in Cleveland. Good for him. You know what? As much as I can't stand that clown, at least there's something that can be pointed at that he can look at and say, okay, this is mine. I know I'm moving the needle in Cleveland or wherever the heck this school is. But show me what Kaepernick's done. Please, anybody, show me. Show me where the outcome of all these multimillionaires who talk about black angst, who want to raise their fists, take knees, or whatever else, condemn the cops, have done anything to lessen the crime in their neighborhoods, to lessen the blight in black neighborhoods, to improve a school in a black neighborhood. Here's what they do. There's a new community center. Let me tell you what a community center becomes in a black neighborhood when it doesn't have a system, some process to make it better. It becomes a place for crackheads. That's what it becomes. Don't try to sugarcoat it with me, baby. I'm from the streets. Anyway, let's get back to these numbers. The start of the 49th season of the Monday Night Football. We're shifting gears here because we were in week two and I gave you. So here's what they said. Regardless of the TV ratings, which, by the way, were slightly higher than last year, which was horrible. Overall. Now, some markets were less. Anyway, they said regardless of the TV ratings, the NFL continues to deal with a massive attendance problem. The Week 2 matchup between the Redskins and the Colts alone had 20,000 empty seats. Now, look, I didn't look at every game. I'm not debating on, did somebody else sell out and this or that. But here's what I'll tell you. Whoever wrote this article and who's looking at these attendance numbers, 20,000 empty seats, and this is a week two matchup. I don't know whether the Redskins and the Colts is a good thing. It's early in the season. You would think people would be charged up to get back into the football. Woohoo, it's back on, baby. Week two, let's go see it. 20,000 empty seats. Now, let's figure the stadium held 60,000, which would be a big number. One-third of these seats are empty. One-third. Going to a football game when I was a kid or going to a sporting event, I remember when I got into management consulting, I couldn't wait to get my tickets and take my clients. Hey, you guys want to go to a Cards game? You guys want to go see the Rams? It was a fun thing because you knew you were going to hang out with your client, eat some chips and, some nachos or something, drink some beers and have a good time. People are saying, I ain't going. Now, this is an outing. If you're telling me, Kevin, they'd much rather watch it on TV. Tell me that what you would rather do. It's like, Kevin, would you rather play golf or watch golf? Are you kidding? Kevin, would you rather watch somebody in a boat or would you rather go? You know, when I watch these channels, you know, where they're showing outdoor stuff, I want to be there. So if I had tickets to be there, I'd be there. 20,000 people. Now, I don't know what the average attendance was. I'm going to probably look it up because I'm always curious about things like this. But what do you think's happening here? If the average attendance is down 10,000 people per stadium or something, whatever that number is, what do you think that translates to long term? If it is 50, 60,000 people, 8 to 10% of your audience isn't even showing up to the game. In this case, it's probably 30% in this particular game. What do you think is going to happen to you long term? What do you think is going to be your business can't survive. From a purely business point of view, you aren't bringing people there. So back to Trump. What would Trump do? He'd say, you're going to stand for the anthem. Then he'd start looking at the game. You know, what do we have? How are we generating revenue? What can we do to bring people to the game and make them want to be there? I mean, that's what I would be doing. So I think, as I said, a big part of it is telling the NFL, telling America, we respect you. We respect this audience. The moves they're making with Nike and all this other stuff, and maybe this is what Trump would do. Trump would say, Nike's no longer our sponsor. Anybody who's willing to alienate a big portion of our country can't be a sponsor. So we're going to open sponsorship up to many other people. Maybe that's what his next move is. But things could easily shift. And what cracks me up, and this is what's so bad about leftism, it seems like they do not care. The NFL is pretty much saying, you know what, we're leftists. We aren't going to worry about what you think on the right. And when you, it's so antithetical when you consider that it's a meritocracy, something that is easily, you know, conservatives gravitate to this type of a thing, because we say it's not about white, black, it's not about gender, it's not about gay. Just go out there and play that sport, man, and make it enjoyable. And they can't make an enjoyable product. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the inner city programs that the NFL is
in. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I decided to pull the NFL Charities Report from 2016-2017 because I wanted to just see what they give to kids, donate, whatever. And this is from Roger Goodell, and he's talking about, this is his intro letter, if you will, to people from the commissioner. And I want to just read what it says. This is hysterical. The 2016 season successfully engaged communities. Well, first of all, it starts. No matter the season, the NFL is determined to be a force for positive change. That tells you everything you need to know right there. Because that is code word for socialism. Then they go on to say this. The commitment to serve our communities unfolds year-round through volunteerism and philanthropy of owners, teams, players, coaches, and staff. 2016 season successfully engaged communities across the nation through initiatives including the Crutch Catch Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign. No offense, but really? The NFL and breast cancer. It isn't enough that they leave that to Susan B. Komen. But anyway, our youth health and wellness program called NFL Play 60, Salute to Service, which recognizes and honors the military. I'm going to stop for a second just to tell you what we've got here. They want to give something to women. They want to give something to the little children. And then they want to give something to the military men and women. That is textbook leftism. It's all just glossing over because nobody's benefiting from the NFL and these things except the NFL. They say, we continue our work on health and safety for athletes at all levels through the NFL Foundation, a nonprofit organization representing all 32 teams. And get this. This is what I really wanted to get to. And we implemented year 3 of our league-wide domestic violence and sexual assault education, now available for public use. Now, I want you to understand, you have a business that's telling you, we have to educate our employees on domestic violence and sexual assault. That's the NFL. But they don't have an image problem. No. Look, the NFL, for all intents and purposes, is a holding ground for many people who are on their way to prison. And many of these athletes would be in prison if it weren't for the NFL, if it weren't for having athletic ability. You would think that the NFL would take them, get them in some sort of therapy, and as well as financial counseling to change these men's character and their hearts. Now, I love this. He says, NFL, as a league, we're strongly behind developing, helping schools develop students of good character and advancing programs such as Character Playbook, which we launched in partnership with United Way Worldwide. It helps middle school students cultivate and maintain healthy relationships. Yeah, and I'm sure it's really working, Roger Goodell. NFL players embrace their leadership role by serving communities all year long. This is what I was getting to in the previous segment. The Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year highlights the great work of our players. We are all proud to celebrate 32 team winners during the postseason and recognize finalists Larry Fitzgerald, Eli Manning, and Greg Olsen during Super Bowl week. As I said, look at the NFL results in any major city. There is a team located in major cities. Ask yourself, where's the needle being moved? The NFL. I'm just telling you, this is such a, I hate these scams. And here's, I'll give you an example of us. When one of my benefactors came to me and said, Kevin, I want you to write a book that will bridge the gap between the black and the police community. And we started working, trying that process, and we worked with a team, and we could not get that book written. And I went to my benefactor and I said to him, look, We can't get this book written. It's too, the women you wanted me to work with want too much money. They're a little bit too difficult to work with, et cetera. He says, Kevin, I agree. He says, what do you want to do? I said, I want to do a movie. And he says, wow, that's ambitious. I said, no, it is, but I think that's the way we have to roll with it. He goes, and you can do that movie cheaper than the book. I go, yeah. And he goes, okay. So he gives me enough money to get it started. A year and a half later, we've gone all over the country, interview police people, lawyers, chaplains, you name it, victims of police violence, you name it, and we came out with Bleeding Blue a year and a half later for under $250,000, and I'm going to tell you something. The movie is profound. It is going to save lives. It's going to save police lives. It's going to save black community lives. Now, I'm going to take the brunt because I'm going to get called all kinds of names, but we did it. And you know what? We aren't done. We're still expanding it in other neighborhoods. I've been talking to police organizations to get them to recognize the film and show it to recruits. I had a guy tell me, Kevin, I'm over all recruits from my area. I'm going to try to make sure this film is mandatory for all of our recruits, yada, yada. That's what we did. Now, what's the impact going to be long term and all that? I don't know. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to track it because I don't have the kind of money that the NFL does. But I'll tell you this. These clowns who pretend to help, and I know, look, there are some people out there who really do, you know, they want to do well. But I want it to be, with the kind of money they have, I could quantitize it. I could go into neighborhoods, make sure people see this film, tell people, contact us, let us know if you've had an interaction with a law enforcement officer to help, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I don't have that kind of budget. But I do know this, in my heart of hearts, my film will save lives of police officers as well as people dealing with the police. And it could be black kids, white kids, Hispanic kids, Asian kids. Doesn't matter to me. But the NFL, they can't quantize anything. They've been in every major city for decades. And you can't look. There's not a major city that has improved in its relationship with black in the black community. And then they take the most polarizing of positions with respect to police as they possibly can, as they back Colin Kaepernick over the police, the people who must protect these neighborhoods. That is the crooked NFL. And I say they should all go straight to AT Double Crooked Socks for being disingenuous about that. Anyway, I can't find the numbers on this report, and it's not worth it anyway, because the billions and billions of dollars that have been donated have gone to nothing. I want you to ask yourself, what do you think my team could have done with a million of those dollars? 5 million, 10 million. Do you think that the Team KJ would have something to show you if I had $10 million from the NFL to go work inside of inner cities? Well, let me give you the short answer. Not only would we be successful, you'd be watching, we would be franchising and rolling out the same product across the country. And if I had the ability to take the top players in the league and really engage them and get them involved and not do the pat-pat with the little photo op with the black kid or the Asian kid or the little downtrodden Mexican kid, I would make a difference. But they don't really want to make a difference. They want to give you lip service. They want to divide. Anyway, let me go back to some of these ratings because I got the Monday night ratings. So they said the start of the 49th season of Monday Night Football on ESPN took a small ratings hit compared with the incomplete early numbers last year. That's a hard fact for the NFL coming off of Thursday's 2018-2019 kickoff game on NBC, which fell to a near-decade viewership low, and Saturday Night Football stumbled in its season premiere. Then it gives you the metered numbers and all that stuff. It's boring. I'm not going to give you that. But it's down, okay? Now, they say this. While at first glance, the difference between this year and 2017 may seem small, it's important to remember, because of Hurricane Irma last year, not all markets reported in with early numbers. So the results for the Minnesota Vikings 29-19 win over the New Orleans Saints and the Broncos' 24-21 victory over the Chargers were based on only 48 of the 56 usual markets that make up the first round of ratings. It means the ratings decline for this year might be more in line with the overall sagging response the NFL and its various broadcasters have seen the past couple of years. Here's what I will tell you, folks. Stay the course. Don't let them, and I don't even think I have to tell you. I refuse to watch the NFL in any way, shape, or form. I won't leave my TVs on a channel that the NFL plays when I leave the house. You think I'm kidding, but I'm not. I don't want any ratings. I don't want anything reporting back that the NFL got any thing out of my house. We turn the TVs on to Fox just because I'm not gonna give them any credit. Stay the course. They think they bottomed out. That's where they are. They say, we bottomed out. Take them to a new low. Don't let these clowns win. Don't buy Nike. Take them to a new low. Because this is the way we prove ourselves. I've told you many times, you are the best citizens of the world, and your dollar is the strongest dollar of anywhere in the world. There's no more coveted dollar than that of the conservative American. And you remember that. And so anything that we do where we fight back against them, they will ultimately feel it. So will Nike, so will the NFL, so will leftism in general.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.